Sue B. Lindoff has been making Easter bread for over 40 years. It's what she's known for.
I'm in such high demand, I posted on Facebook and I said, okay, I'm only making two batches of bread, I'm only making two tubs and no more.
In the kitchen of the Juno Clinkett Haida Community Council building, she sifts flour and sugar into a large mixing bowl, adding a dab of salt.
I will add nutmeg, cinnamon, vanilla, cranberries, the cran raisins, and the pecans.
After mixing in the yeast and cracking some eggs, she stirs the dough with a wooden spoon.
My dream is to invest in a big commercial mixer, but everything's still done by hand.
Lindoff measures all of the ingredients by sight. The whole process, she says, is intuitive. If you want to learn how to make kulich from her,
you have to come by me and follow the process with me, and people will look and say, well, how can you make something and not measure? And I thought, by the feel. And I don't mind sharing. I don't mind teaching, because to me it's like saving our traditions.
She grew up in the Russian Orthodox Church. Her family split their time between Sitka and Huna. Her dad was the only Clinkett priest ordained from St. Herman Theological Seminary in Kodiak. She says being a pastor's kid could sometimes be a burden.
My mom used to say, when they look at you, they say, there's that Father Michael's daughter. You know, especially if I was doing bad.
She says her parents were strict, but fair. They tried to protect her from the same discrimination they endured growing up. But it came at a cost. They refused to teach the Clinkett language.
My dad said, you will speak the English language, you will use the correct pronunciation, you will enunciate your words correctly. I do not want to hear no slang. He was adamant about that, but they didn't want us to suffer like they had.
Lindoff's father paid for his high school education. Her mother went to Wrangell Institute, which was a boarding school.
And of course, Clinkett was the first language spoken at home, and she used to have to sit at the head of the class and have a dunce hat on her head. She died never wearing a hat.
Although her mom didn't teach her how to speak Clinkett, she did show her the traditional way to make kulich.
My mom tasted my first bread dough and she said, yours tastes better than mine. And she never baked Easter bread again.
Russian Orthodox missionaries landed in Kodiak and the Aleutian Islands around 1780. The religion spread to southeast almost 100 years later.
They offered Christianity that was somewhat more tolerant of native customs and also very open to the use of native languages.
Sergei Khan is a professor of anthropology and Native American studies at Dartmouth College. He says the Russian Orthodox Church translated the gospel into native languages, like Clinkett.
And I think the fact that the Orthodox survived in Alaska also is proof that it was becoming a true native church during that period.
After Sue B. Lindoff incorporates the ingredients for the kulich, she sets the dough aside to let it rise for the next few hours.
You can go and get frozen bread dough, you know, or you could go to the store, but I don't think you're going to be able to find kulich in the store.
Lindoff compares making the bread to other native customs, like gathering herring roe. It's a skill she's passed down to her children.
When I do things like this, it makes me feel like it's part of the healing, like not being able to speak Clinkett because of that era where my mom and dad spoke it fluently. And we didn't, and they didn't want us to. But I feel like this is part of that healing now. This is part of us going forward with the traditional ways and saving what we can.
She's excited to teach her great-granddaughter how to make kulich. She's 5 years old and learning to speak Clinkett in an immersion class. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.